The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.
We have been delivered out of the kingdom of darkness, and we are now in a new kingdom. Those are two different systems. In those systems, we have two different ways of speaking. The enemy tries to use words of darkness to get you to express yourself. People used to use the words, I'm catching a cold. You make me sick. I'm dying to go. Words are authority in the earth. It's Satan waits on your words. So we got to always speak the words of the kingdom, because those words are going to empower you and move you forward. How do you get God's word? Out of his book. Speak something in line with what God says about your life. Inside of you is soil. You stick something in it, it will try to grow it. And what you're going to sow is a seed of the word of the kingdom. And the word will become what? Flesh. Well, wait a minute. Suppose I stick some house seed in there. The word will become house. Once you meditate this and get this down in here, that all of a sudden, you're seeing God with you. It is bigger than you seeing the devil coming against you.
Speaking the word of the kingdom would dominate anything that's out of line with heaven.
Now, the kingdom of God is this government that contained everything that mankind would need, this kingdom. And so now Jesus was preaching this kingdom and demonstrating the power of this kingdom, which he brought with him. And when he taught in Luke chapter 17, you can put it up there, and verse 20, when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with what? Observation. And neither shall he say, lo here or lo there. Behold, the kingdom of God is where? Within you. So it's an invisible kingdom at this point. I understand in the days ahead, in the millennium, it will be a physical kingdom when the city of God will come down out of heaven and sit upon the earth. But now it is a invisible kingdom, and God put you and I in the earth in that kingdom. And we showed you that over in Colossians chapter 1. And we'll just start reading at verse 12. Giving thanks unto you, unto the Father, which has made us meet or able to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Say, in light.
In light.
Who has delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into what? The kingdom of his dear Son. So we have been delivered out of the kingdom of darkness, and we are now in a new kingdom. And everything we need or desire in this earth will be in that kingdom. And one of the things about it is that this kingdom functions, we appropriate the things that God has given to us by faith. We have to get them by faith. So in that kingdom is our health care. In that kingdom is our economy, our wealth. In that kingdom is our joy and our peace. In that kingdom is our strength. In that kingdom is our blessing. Everything is coming for us and is in that kingdom. Now, without the kingdom of God and the teaching of the kingdom, that you and I then are left with insufficient truth to overcome the enemy. That many times what's happened is we've been taught about the gospel of salvation, but we haven't been taught about the gospel of the kingdom. And salvation will get you saved, but if you don't get your mind renewed, you won't be able to inherit what saved folks supposed to get. And so you see a lot of people in the church, they're saved, but they're broke. Saved, but sick. saved, but marriage breaking up, saved, and so forth. Why? Because something is missing. And I would submit to you that one of the things that's missing is the teaching of the gospel of the kingdom. It's how to live in that reality. See, if you know enough, then Satan is defeated. Because he said, my people are destroyed. Come on, come on. For the lack of knowledge. See, it wasn't money, wasn't positions, wasn't anything. And in this, we've got to learn now how to come into that kingdom, because it says here that we are saints in light. See, that kingdom is a kingdom of darkness. We're in light. In this dark system is the Babylonian system. The light system is the kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven system. Now, those are two different systems. Now watch this, praise God. In those systems, we have two different ways of speaking. We have two different ways of thinking. We have two different ways of acting and responding. Now, these two kingdoms, one of them is inferior. The other one is superior. Which one do you think is superior? The kingdom of light. See, it's superior. See, but because we have been trained in a dark system, there is a way that seems right. But let's read it here, verse 12. There is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof, come on, are the ways of death. See, sometimes I'm interviewed by the news media, and I don't do it anymore, because I figured out we are talking two different languages. I figured that out. Now I want you to see this now. Let's look at Matthew's gospel. Let's look at Matthew 13 and verse 10. And the disciples came and said to him, why speakest thou unto them in parables? And he answered and said to them, because it is given to you to know the what? Mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. But to them what? It's not given. They don't understand that. You go home and tell your cousin that you are tithing. He said, what is that? I'm giving 10% of my income to the church. What? You follow what I'm saying? Why? Because you're from two different worlds. Glory to God. You're from another world. Don't be trying to run spiritual revelation truth and think somebody who's completely controlled by the devil is going to understand you. See, I wondered why I called a guy in the newspaper. I said, why did you put that? I didn't say that. Oh, I thought that's what you said. I said, you know I didn't say that. Well, that might be what he heard, because the devil twists stuff in his mind. See, I can't get mad at him. We're speaking two different languages. See? And Jesus had to correct them. He said, wait a minute, now, I know you got some haters out there, but do good to them that hate you. And I know some of God's people said, what? Say it again. Yep. We got to understand, that's low life. And it seems right. But the end of it is going to be death to you. You know, I wrote something down here. Let me see if I can find what I wrote down here, because I see some of y'all need to be convinced. We've been trained certain ways. And what has happened once we get born again, we got to be retrained. And a lot of this is a mystery to the world. I mean, the world can understand why we say things and why we gather in here on Sundays and why we not out on the golf course and so forth and so on. They can't understand that because it's a mystery to them. But we're in here getting the word of the kingdom. Because the word of the kingdom gives us the ability to operate on a superior level that can cause us to overcome and be triumphant in every situation. And this word of the kingdom is designed to fix anything in this earth that is out of line with the kingdom of God. That the Bible says the seed is the word of God. That's Luke chapter 8, verse 11. And then it says that the seed is incorruptible. That's 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. And then it says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So the seed is incorruptible, and the seed is God. Now, name me something God can't do. So if you got any kind of situation, if I can just pour a little bit of this Word into it, say amen to that. It is designed to bring it from chaos to order. It is designed to take it through a miracle exchange and bring it back in line with heaven's government. This right here. And so you're in here now hearing me preach the word of the kingdom. But I said last week that Satan has set up his world. You see, Lord have mercy. Can I do this? I want you to put something right here because we're coming back. We're talking about the word of the kingdom. Let's go over to Hebrews chapter 1. See, I made a discovery that words are powerful. The Bible says death and what? Life. Are where? It's in the power of the tongue. And the Bible says when you have a wrong thought, I showed you in Proverbs 30, put your hand over your mouth. Why? Because of these words coming out of here. Look what it says here in verse 1. God, who at sundry times, in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1, and diverse men has spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things. Now, Charles B. Williams' translation says this: Jesus is the lawful owner of everything. I'm going to join there with him. I don't know about you. See? By whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the what? Word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. So he is holding all things by the word of his power. Now, this is what I'm saying. I'm saying that words are what made this planet. Watch this. Words are what's holding this planet. Satan has created another world, darkness, and he's used words to do it. I'm telling you now, this is a revelation. And as long as he can get people with words and say his words, the words of the kingdom of darkness, he can keep his kingdom in place. Words are the very foundation of everything you see. Think about it. If you're going to do a contract, it's got words on it. If it doesn't make any difference. Words, 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 words were the original technology. Praise God. And in this, words are the thing. Death and life are in the power of words. It was words which separated the two groups who were to go into Canaan. The people who spoke an evil report didn't go in. The people who spoke a good report went in. What made the difference? Words. And we were studying the life of Jacob and what made his body age like that. It was the words he spoke. And I'm telling you, the words are at the very foundation. The problem is, many of God's people don't believe it. He said, whosoever shall say to this mountain, come on, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe the words that he speaks will come to pass. He shall, and Lord have mercy, you're balking on me. Put it up there on the board. Put up there Mark chapter 11 and verse 23. Won't you see this? I want you, you learn to master words and your days of suffering, lack, whatever it is, are over. Because words are just that powerful. What words? The words of the kingdom that will uproot anything in your life and in anybody else's life. You got kids and not acting right. You believe in words, speak them over that book. Look what it said. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not what? Doubt where? In his heart. But shall what? Believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Those are words. Those are words. Put up there, please, on Matthew chapter 12 and verse 34. Oh, generation of vipers, how can you, being evil, keep going, speak? Look at that. We're talking about words here. Speak good things. For out of the abundance, come on, of the heart, keep going, the mouth speaks. Keep going. Next verse. A good man, out of the good treasure of the heart, what does he do? Brings forth good things. Where are the good things in your life going to come from? Your heart. How do they get there? By words. Words deposited them there, and once those words come to fruition inside, you speak them out, and they will change the situation in your life. Ooh-wee. All right. I didn't mean to do all that, but now, here's the deal. So words. So both use them. But this is low life down here. And the enemy tries to use words of darkness to get you to express yourself. He set up a system on it. And people use the words, I'm dying to go. You make me sick. I'm catching a cold. Who in their right mind would run and catch a cold? But watch this. We don't think about it because we've been trained in darkness. But once you see, wait a minute, hey, first of all, a cold has no business coming on me. Now, how did I get that? I got words of light. I had to go over to Psalm 91. Come on over there with me. And I had to rebuild an image on the inside of me. Verse 10, there shall no evil befall me. Come on, neither shall any plague come nigh me. For he has given his angels charge over me, and they keep me in all my ways. Now, I'm supposed to say that. What the enemy has tried to do is try to get us to speak wrong words to express ourselves. Words of darkness. You cannot alter the kingdom of God to fit your lifestyle. You've got to alter your lifestyle to fit the kingdom of God. Jesus always spoke the words of God. It was the word of the kingdom. And he always spoke them no matter what the situation was. Now let's just go back there real quick. Let's go back to, what did I tell you? Matthew chapter 13, please. Verse 18. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When anyone hear the word of the kingdom, underline word of the kingdom, and understandeth it not,
Then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was what? Sown in his heart. This is he which received seed by the wayside. Now, where is this seed going to be sown? In the heart. Now, he's not talking about your blood pump, but he is talking about the spirit of a person, and that the word is sown in their spirit. And out your spirit is designed to produce everything you need, and it's the ground that the word of the kingdom is deposited in to bring forth first the image, then the reality of what you've just sown. We are where we are because of what we think. God many times characterizes himself as an eagle or as a lion. Eagle, vision. Lion, attitude, the mind. Because an eagle can see, and he can see a quarter at the length of two football fields. He can see it in the ground. He can see, he's got extremely high vision. He can fly very high and see all the way down there, small objects. So he can see. But a lion has an attitude about it. Here's what I'm trying to tell you. There's an attitude that you have to have. And that attitude is the same attitude that Jesus had. He's called the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Say amen to this. And this lion is in the jungle, fearless. He's not the tallest one. Giraffe's much bigger. He's not the fastest one. Cheetah is much faster. He's not the biggest one. Hippopotamus and elephants. But he doesn't see an elephant and think elephant. He thinks sees an elephant and thinks dinner. Are you following what I'm saying? It's his attitude. And so he goes around and he roars. But you can almost feel the vibrations of it. Rawr. Say that one time. Rawr. See there, can't you feel something? Now, he's not the biggest, the fastest, or the tallest, but he thinks he is. And what I'm telling you is you got to see situations and have a certain attitude about who you are. I looked at what kind of attitude you should have in terms of how you see yourself, because this is the way God sees you. Now, I'm talking about you've been delivered out of the kingdom of darkness. You're in the kingdom of light. You're a brand new creature. Here's what God sees you. He sees you unique. There's nobody else that's been gifted with what he gifted you with. When he made you, he broke the mold. Well, I trust that you are blessed by this powerful teaching. It's called the Word of the Kingdom. Now, today's teaching is part of an exciting four-disc series. Now, here's a very important point you want to remember. This is a word-ruled planet. Now, that's profound right there. This is a word-ruled planet. Now, this planet was started by words, and it's kept by words. You remember when Jesus and the disciples were on the ship going to the other side, notice what happened. A storm came up. Now, this is hurricane force, I'm sure. Well, what did Jesus do? They woke him up. He stood up and spoke words. And notice, the storm ceased. Now, what do you know that can stop a storm? Okay, got it. I'm talking about words filled with faith can stop a storm. Why? Because it's not only words that created the earth, but words that keep this earth in check. And you and I are the ones that speak them. Praise the Lord. Well, the announcer is going to give you some important information on how you can order this powerful set of teachings, and I'll be right back.
We have been delivered out of the kingdom of darkness, and we are now in a new kingdom. Those are two different systems. In those systems, we have two different ways of speaking. The enemy tries to use words of darkness to get you to express yourself. People use the words, I'm catching a cold. You make me sick. I'm dying to go. Words are authority in the earth. Satan waits on your words. So we got to always speak the words of the kingdom, because those words are going to empower you and move you forward. How do you get God's word? Out of his book. Speak something in line with what God says about your life. Inside of you is soil. You stick something in it, it will try to grow it. And what you're going to sow is a seed of the word of the kingdom. And the word will become what? Flesh. Well, wait a minute. Suppose I stick some house seed in there. The word will become house. Once you meditate this and get this down in here, all of a sudden, your seeing God with you is bigger than you seeing the devil coming against you.
Speaking the word of the kingdom would dominate anything that's out of line with heaven.
Discover the power to operate on a supernatural level and triumph over every situation in Dr. Bill Winston's dynamic teaching entitled, The Word of the Kingdom. To order your copy of The Word of the Kingdom, contact us online at billwinston.org, by phone at 1-800-711-9327. You can also write to us at Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303. Order this dynamic teaching, The Word of the Kingdom, today.
Now, we have been trained on words of darkness. In other words, you know, I'm dying to go. You make me sick. All these are words of darkness. And Jesus came to retrain us in speaking words of light. And if you know anything about light and darkness, light is always stronger than darkness. So you can speak words of light and they'll overcome the darkness in your life. Remember the woman whose son had died, and she went to see the man of God, the prophet of God, and she got to the prophet. The prophet says, is it well with you? Is it well with your husband? Is it well with your child? She said, all is well. Praise God. That child up there, graveyard dead on that bed. But notice, those words of life and light caused the man of God to go out and raise that child up. I'm telling you, speak life and light to your life. Praise the Lord. Well, this is Bill Winston saying we sure enjoy bringing these teachings to you. We love you. We'll see you next time. Keep walking by faith.